James Ennis is known internationally as one of the foremost violin soloists. He's won Grammy Awards and has released over 60 acclaimed albums. This short bonus episode in my Inspiring Excerpts series is drawn from the full conversation, which is linked in the description. First, you'll hear James talk about both the joy and challenges of coordinating schedules with the Ennis String Quartet.
Any pockets of time where our calendars line up and getting together and cramming like crazy. And everything about it has been difficult to the point of being, you know, unrealistic and nearly impossible. And that, I think, has kept our motivations for doing it extremely pure. Because, you know, none of us are doing it for any other reason than we just really, really want to. Because, you know, it has always involved like just these ridiculous things. It's like, well, you know, let's see, if I took an overnight flight from Los Angeles to New York and then we rehearsed all day and then I played a concerto with the Philharmonic at night and we could rehearse during the second half and then we could fly to South Carolina and perform it the next day. And it's like, that's a terrible idea, but we would do things like that just because, you know, it was fun.
In this next segment, you'll hear James talk about his teacher, Francis Chaplin, and what it was like growing up in Brandon, Manitoba.
It was a really incredible assortment of just amazing musicians that had been brought in. You know, it was the whole idea of the Brandon University School of Music was really quite remarkable. That starting from the 1960s, this amazing man named Lorne Watson, he started bringing in world-class musicians, I mean, people from all over, to create a school of music that was sort of the Canadian equivalent. I think of it as kind of the Canadian equivalent to like what Indiana University did in the States, where it's like, sure, you know, you can go to Montreal or Toronto or you know, any number of cities and kind of immerse yourself in that city environment. And, you know, that's what I did. I went to New York and it's like, I understand the value of that. But I think there is also a real value for the right type of student to go to a smaller place where there's an enormous amount of individual attention, very few distractions, you know, and you can kind of immerse yourself in that musical life. And so the violin teacher at Brandon University was this legendary man named Francis Chaplin, who was fortunately my dad's best friend too. So my dad would never have had the nerve, I think, to ask him, you know, oh, will you listen to my little boy play? But anyway, so with Francis Chaplin and, you know, there were some of the other members of the music faculty that were like my musical family and my real family too. I mean, my pianist and piano teacher and kind of coach and overall guru man named Donald Henry and Lawrence Jones and these people, they took me under their wings and it was an extraordinary environment in which to grow up. And you know, there were other kids from my town that you know, went on to extraordinary things as well. Like, I mean, it was not just like, oh, I kind of, you know, people, they're like, oh, you're from Brandon. Well, that's so unlikely. What are the chances of a violinist coming out of Brandon? It's like, well, I mean, two of my best friends there ended up, you know, one plays in the orchestra in Stuttgart, the other is one of the concertmasters of the Metropolitan Opera. You know, it's like, this was not an isolated thing. This teacher was a magician and the whole society was so nurturing and fostering of what we did there.
James studied for many years with the legendary Sally Thomas, both at Meadowmount in the summers and at Juilliard.
But I think in retrospect, two of the most remarkable qualities of both of these teachers are that they don't do sort of a paint by number approach. They actually gave me an enormous amount of individual freedom. And they gave that to all their students. You know, I remember being in one of Sally Thomas's studio classes where just by chance, it was like three kids that night were all playing Chausson Poème. And it was so interesting to me that in contrast to basically what would have happened at almost any of the other studios at Juilliard, where they would have all been just like cut from the same cloth, like the performances were all so different, you know, different bowings, different fingerings. They were tailored to each individual student, and they, Miss Thomas gave her students, you know, I think of her teaching being sort of like, you know, you release a horse on a track, and it's a wide track. There are fences on either side, you know, where if things start going a little off, you know, they will go down that path, but they can find their own route. And I think that was a very valuable thing for me and really for all our students.
Finally, James gives some great advice.
Really, I think a lot of when a person is playing, that one of the most important tools you can learn is objectivity, you know, and really trying to listen to oneself as part of the ensemble, or trying to, or even if you're playing on your own, how does it sound? Not how does it feel like it sounds, not how do you think it sounds, not how do you want it to sound. Those are all very different things. And that's such a fascinating thing to work with students on, you know, because it's, you know, we've all had these experiences working with these, you know, great talented young people where you see it, like you see it in their faces and you see it in their bodies, like what they're trying to do and what they're trying to say. And it's sometimes a very delicate conversation to be like, it doesn't sound like that. You know, you think it does because you feel it so strongly, but what's coming out is not what you're putting into it. And that learning the relationship between what you do and what comes out, I think is one of the, that's one of those, maybe the most important step, right? From going from student to professional.
My life is so enriched by getting to know these incredibly inspiring creative guests and their perspectives on their lives and music. Please follow this podcast and sign up for my podcast newsletter to get sneak peeks for upcoming guests and find out about newly published transcripts.